This is KCUR 89.3. The postmortem on the primary election in Kansas is still going on. How did moderates oust so many incumbent conservatives? As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, one big reason is the unexpected emergence of a couple of grassroots education groups in Johnson County.
We've got one more House District ready to announce. House District 8. Patty Markley.
On primary election night, Johnson County Republicans were gathered at the Marriott, their traditional place. One by one, moderates picked off conservative seats in the House and Senate.
In House District 17, Tom Cox. Dinah Sykes.
And in one corner, a group of moms was a little giddy. They had just flexed political muscle they didn't quite know they had.
We really are very truly just very well connected in our community and at the same time very passionate about our schools.
That's Patty Logan, ER doc by training and political kingmaker in the Kansas legislature by, well, a little by accident.
We more or less made it up as we went along, and what sounded good to us, we did it and we got lucky.
Logan is one of the founders of Stand Up Blue Valley, which organized last year to back a candidate in a local school board election. Education and how to fund it is a driver in this year's legislative elections in Kansas. So, Logan says, they decided to see if they could defeat conservative lawmakers who they saw as anti-public education. But there may be another reason Stand Up and its slightly older cousin Game On, which is a steady lobbying presence at the State House, had so much success this year.
I think the reason why it worked so well this time is that you had a lot of representatives in Topeka who were not doing their jobs in a customer service capacity.
Representative Stephanie Clayton is a moderate Republican from Overland Park. She did not have a primary, but does have a Democratic opponent in November. Now, some conservatives have accused both Stand Up Blue Valley and Game On of being front organizations for teachers' unions and other educators. How can a bunch of stay-at-home moms, the argument goes, be so adept at politics? This rubs Clayton the wrong way.
With that implication being that a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad has somehow checked their brain, their education, and their professional experience and just locked it up in a little box.
Logan says there's corporate marketing experience, there's someone with a journalism degree, there's financial services experience.
I can't even tell you how many college degrees we have between us.
All the things needed to raise money, endorse candidates, and develop a nifty website. So now that Stand Up helped shape the primary election, the question is, can they do it in the general? Many politicians say yes. Logan says they already have their targets.
I'm going to have to pick two, and that is Amanda Grossroad in 16, in House District 16, and James Todd in House District 29.
Grossroad did not respond after we emailed, but Todd did.
Stand Up Blue Valley says that you're one of two House races that they're targeting in the fall. Does that put any additional pressure on you as you run for re-election?
No, I would say no. From the beginning of the year, Democrats had put me out on a target list as well.
Todd is in a competitive race in a swing district that went for Democrat Paul Davis for governor 2 years ago. While he votes almost exclusively with conservatives, he does point out that he's foreclosing the LLC loophole.
I think I've worked hard to try and represent the people of my district and be independent when I need to be.
While Logan says the group has no plans to go statewide, it will make endorsements in the Kansas Supreme Court retention race. But the true test of Stand Up's influence will come in November. Can these moms oust conservatives in a general election? Sam Zeff, KCUR 89.3.